So he has an inheritance in you. Look, when Jesus took on flesh, when he came here as a man, he limited himself in one thing, in a bunch of things, but this one thing right here in particular. His inheritance isn't fulfilled until you step into it. He has an inheritance in you. You have a well inside of you, a fountain that springs up. That's for you, securing your spot. You have rivers in you that flow. That's for him to touch the world around you. Those rivers need to be directed to people. We've sat on this thing for long enough. It's time to do. When you step out in God and step past that imaginary line that the devil likes to draw on the ground and say, well, hey, what if they, come on. Yeah, but what if they look at you and say they don't want prayer? So what? At least you asked. Worst they can say is no, and the worst that can happen is nothing. Is that right? No, I don't want your prayer. Hey, well, listen, I'm sorry that I offended you. Bless you. Have a good day. Get out of my face. All right. Do you love them? Yeah. I've got to the point when people do that, I say, well, what happened? What made you upset? And then they'll tell you what made them upset. Or it'll get worse. And if it gets worse, you say, look, I understand. Just have a good day. Bless you. He has an inheritance in you. You're his inheritance. It's his inheritance in the saints. When you step out, the glory, the same glory that Jesus was given, he has given you. Why? Not to lay dormant. The Holy Spirit is in you.